So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, I recently had a question from several people that wanted to know how many grams of protein do I need to consume in my diet if I'm on a ketogenic and an intermittent fasting program, okay? Apparently, when I told them the ounces, that wasn't good enough. They want to know in grams. So before I get into that, let me just kind of explain something. If there's glucose or sugar in the diet, the body will always go for that first. And that's why we want to keep the carbs low, between 20 and 50 grams or less. Okay? So if we keep the carbs low, then the body will then burn muscle protein unless you're eating enough protein, okay? So we want to have a moderate amount of protein, because if we don't have enough protein, our body will start using your own muscle, even before the fat. So we need certain amounts of protein. So I'm telling people you need between 3 and 6 ounces. Now, what does that come out to? Well, at the very minimum, you need 0.36 grams to 0.7 grams per your body weight in pounds. Now, I'm not giving you the kilograms. You can do the conversions. I'm talking about pounds, okay? So I'm 180 pounds, okay? So I would multiply 0.36 times 180, and I get roughly about 65. It might be 64.8 or something like that, okay? So that's how many grams of protein I need for the whole day, okay, minimally. So 0.7 times 180 equals 126 grams of protein for the whole day. Okay, now that's if I'm doing like 3 meals. So if I divide this by 3, each meal would be, on the low end, it'd be about 21 grams per meal of protein. If I'm going in the high end, let's say I'm an athlete, I'm younger, a lot of physical activity, I'll need a little more protein. I'm stressed, I need more protein. So we divide this by 3, it comes out to 42 grams. Anything more than this, though, is going to be a problem on the liver and the kidney. It can actually strain the kidneys and the liver, and it could create kidney stones. And it can also create more fat on your body, because it's going to convert to sugar. So we need some, but we don't need too much. So this is the range right here if you wanted to know. Now, when calculating this, there's a lot of confusion, because people go online and they look up, let's say you're going to look up beef, right? The nutritional facts for beef, 4 ounces is 113 grams. So right there, you're going to go back to here, and it's going to be like, wait a second, 113 grams for 4 ounces? That doesn't make sense. But realize, when you look this up, you're not going to use total grams for the beef, because that beef is made up of different things. We want the protein grams, not the total grams. So for beef, for 4 ounces, we have about 26 grams. We have about 8 grams of fat, and the rest water, like 80 grams of water will make up the total of 113, and collagen and some other things. Okay, so we're really gonna only use the protein. So that's what we're talking about. And if you're looking at fish, chicken, lamb, eggs, they're all gonna vary in the amount of protein per unit of volume, okay, or weight. So don't worry, I'll have a calculator. I'm almost done with this macro calculator for you, so you can go in there and punch your numbers and it does all the calculations for you. Then you don't have to worry about anything. So I'm working on that. In fact, I was working on that all day today from 5 o'clock in the morning until I'm here, which is about 5 o'clock. Okay, so let's say we get our protein in correctly and we're doing great on that. And then you do intermittent fasting. So now you're going to go to 2 meals and then 1 meal. Well, you're not going to need the quantity. The quantity of protein is going to go down, 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 because your body's going to recycle protein. And you're going to not need the quantity of protein, because the body is stimulating growth hormone. That's one thing. And that's going to cause a protection of your muscle protein from being broken down. All right? So now, if you handle this, you're not going to lose any muscle, so the body will then have no choice but to burn its fat reserve. Okay? And when it burns the fat, you're going to have ketones. Now, in the beginning, you're going to have to consume more fat, as if you're insulin resistant, or else you're going to be really, really hungry. It's going to be really hard to go from one meal to the next. However, when you start becoming adapted, the need for fat will go down, because the goal is to get your body to start eating your own stored fat, not necessarily just to rely on the dietary fat. Okay? So in this case, maybe in the beginning you're adding keto bombs and you're adding extra fat and this and that, bulletproof coffee, but then as you get into it, maybe you won't need that. Maybe you could just get the fat from the protein that you consume. I just found, for example, I bought from US Wellness Meats online, I found hamburger that is 55%. That's 45% fat. Incredible. I've never seen anything like it. So I ordered a bunch of it. And so that's what I'm going to consume tonight. So you wouldn't need to add any more fat. That's enough fat. Of course, a lot of it will be, you know, baked off when I cook it. But the point is that if you just focus on the fat in the whole food, you probably won't need to add very much. Unless you're trying to maintain your weight, in which case you want to add more fat, so that way your body will maintain and maybe even gain a little bit of weight. Okay? All right. Thanks for watching. Hi, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Press this little button down here. It says subscribe, and I will make sure that I won't send more than 5 to 10 videos a day, okay? No, I'm just kidding. It'll be 1 or 2. Thanks. Hey guys, I just completed a new mini course called the Intermittent Fasting Basics. Intermittent fasting is the most amazing strategy, not just for weight loss, but for overall health. It can actually make you a lot younger. It can stimulate human growth hormone by 1,300% in women and up to 2,000% in men. So you need this course. Click the link below and take it now.